各位福音朋友，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters and friends.
我想我们今天早晨大家都很喜乐啊。
I'm sure we're all very joyful this morning.
尤其有很多亲爱的朋友从中国第一次来到美国。
And we get to meet many new friends who are here from China.
我想你们很想了解美国的文化。
You probably want to know about the American culture.
也会很多人告诉你说今天是在庆祝圣诞节。
And many people will tell you that today we're celebrating Christmas.
但是原谅我说哈，我们今天不是在庆祝圣诞节啊。
But forgiving me for saying that we're not celebrating Christmas today.
那节日没有什么好庆祝的。
There's no need to celebrate a holiday.
而是这个节日背后所要告诉我们的是一件大事情。
But what this holiday tells us is a story. There's a great story behind it.
在美国长大的小孩子很喜欢吃生日蛋糕。
Everyone who is born in America loves to eat birthday cake.
如果你生日的那天，孩子从早到晚就在问你说我们什么时候吃蛋糕。
So on their birthdays, they usually anticipate and cannot wait.To eat their birthday cake.
但是他完全不管你这个寿星，也不爱你，也不跟你说生日快乐。
They might not even bother to wish you happy birthday, but they just want birthday cake.
你总会觉得这个节日很遗憾啊。
Then you will feel there's something lacking.
那今天我们在这里欢乐，我们在这里庆祝，是因为我们为着人类历史上曾经发生的一件大事情。
Today we're rejoicing and celebrating because something great happened in human history.
就是这位创造宇宙伟大的神，他亲自来到这个地上。
This great creator of the universe came to this world.
那他诞生的那一天，根据现代的历史考据，很可能并不是我们现在所说的冬天。
According to the researches,He might not be born on this day.
但是那不是一件最重要的事情。
But that's not the most important thing.
所有基督徒，我们最大的喜乐是因为这位伟大的神，他不仅仅曾经来到地上。
The reason we rejoice is that not only this great creator of the universe came to this world.
而是有一天他也诞生在我们的生命里面啊。
He was even born in our hearts.
而且今天圣诞节其实每一天都在发生。
Actually, the story of Christmas is happening every day.
这位伟大的神，他每一天都诞生，住在不知道多少人的心中。
Because every single day, this great creator of the universe is born in many hearts.
所以你说我们如果庆祝圣诞的话，其实我们已经庆祝了2000年，而且每一天都在庆祝啊。
Therefore, we have been celebrating Christmas.For 2,000 years, every single day.
亲爱的朋友，当我们在这里追求人生的美善的时候
，as we are pursuing happiness in our life,
有一件非常非常重要的事情是所有基督徒都想跟你讲的。
Actually, there's one thing very, very important that all Christians want to tell you.
就是我们一定要来认识这位宇宙中的真神，那位爱我们的主。
That we have to know this true God in the universe.
有一句英
He loves us.
有一句英文很简单，我很喜欢它。
There's a statement in English that's very
simple.讲 good without God is 什么东西？就是 good 啊 ，good 就是美善的啊，美好的这个 good。如果把 god God 拿出来的话，它是什么 ？Nothing。
A good without God is zero. A
good without God is nothing. 当你把在你人生里面所有美善的事情里面，如果没有神的话，它其实是非常的虚空的。
All the good things in life without God.Are but emptiness.
但是你从另外一个角度来讲，就是在你人生一切的追求里面。
But in all your pursuits of life,
如果有神介入的话
，if God is in it,
他要把一切虚空的事情变为美善。
He will make all empty and vanity into goodness.
刚才桂香姊妹做见证，讲到她个人的经历。
Sister Gui Xiang just shared with us her personal life.
从人来看，真的很倒霉，或是很不顺利的经历。
From man's perspective, it was something not very fortunate.
一大清早四五点钟就得起床跑去洗肾。
That she had to go for dialysis early morning.
但是弟兄姊妹，当我们在人生的路上，不管你的遭遇是什么
，But whatever we have come encounter with,
如果有神在其中的话
，If God is in it.
他能够让所有的 nothing， 所有的虚空就变成美善了，变成 good。
God can make all the nothingness into goodness。
那今天早晨我们要跟大家分享一个题目，叫做“上好的祝福”啊，上好的礼物。
This morning I want to share with you a message, the best gift。
因为现代人过圣诞节有一个习惯就是送礼物。
Because nowadays we have this tradition habit of giving gifts on Christmas.
所以很多大人孩子的注意力都在今天晚上圣诞树底下放的东西啊。
So our attentions are all on the gifts that we are about to open tonight.
但是弟兄姊妹啊，亲爱的朋友，没有一个礼物比神给人的礼物更宝贵了。
But dear brothers and sisters and friends, there are no gifts that are more precious than the gift that God gives us.
啊，在我们给你们的邀请信上。上面画了一个礼物，你们有没有注意到是谁带来给你们的
？Have you noticed what brings the gift？
啊，鸽子咬把它叼过来的啊。
Actually, the gifts are delivered by the doves.
哦，这个礼物是从天而来的。
Because this gift comes from heaven.
太宝贵的礼物了。
Such a precious gift.
啊，亲爱的朋友、弟兄姊妹，我们中间有没有任何一个人这一辈子从来没有得过礼物的？
Is there anyone who has never received a gift in your life?
没有的，赶快举手，我等一下一定送你一个礼物。
Please raise your hand, and we'll give you one today.
能够有幸成为这辈子，我儿子居然举手，啊，罚站。
My son.
亲爱的，我们每一个人都得过礼物。
We all have received gifts.
而且在你这一生，你余生里面，你还会继续得到礼物的。
And you will continue to receive gifts.
那请问？在你 得礼物的时候，这个礼物对你的那个喜乐的程度啊，或是这个造成的 impact 会受哪些因素影响？
What are the factors that determine your joy when you receive a gift?
这个一个礼物带给你的欢乐或带给你的这个享受，你觉得会受哪些因素的影响？大家自由讲讲。
So, what are the factors that will affect the joy upon receiving the gift?
不要客气，讲讲看。你喜不喜欢
？Whether I like it or not.
啊，很好哈。啊，那我还有什么？
谁送的 ？Who gives to me？
这个比较有深度一点。还有没有
？That's very deep.
哦，你需不需要？
需
不需要
？Do I need it？
哎呀，这很实用哈，姊妹们很实际。
She's very practical.
还有没有？有没有价值
？It's valuable.
啊，这个也很实际哈。
That's very practical too.
还有没有
？Anything else？
哦，送礼物的对你的爱，
the、
对你诚不诚心，哇，这个都非常好。还有没有
？Anything else？
这礼物能不能持久
？Whether the gift will last？
我不需要讲了。
No comment。
而且我真的很高兴，我们中间没有一个人讲价格。
I'm glad no one mentioned about the cost.
哇，你们都这么超然，是不是？
All very good.
Yeah, 我想一个礼物对我们的影响或者我们欢乐的程度，基本上你归纳起来大概就是三件事情。
So there are, in general, there are about three factors that will affect the joy upon receiving the gift.
第一个是礼物本身的价值。
First, the value of the gift itself.
那这个价值的决定呢，是有好几个东西造成的，例如说它实不实用。
And there are many determining factors whether it's practical.
我记得年轻的时候，那个时候我们家院子。这个很多树长得乱七八糟。有一次我在情人节还是他生日的时候，这个啊，我就问他说：“你需不需要一个电锯啊？”
some years ago, on Valentine's Day, because our yard is a mess, so I asked my wife, "Do you need an electric saw?"
那电池姊妹说
：“Trimmer, tree trimmer.”
这个如果你要送我一个电锯的话，我就在你生日的时候送你一条裙子啊。
My wife replied, "If you're gonna give me an electric chainsaw, I'm gonna give you a skirt on your birthday."
所以一个礼物的价值除了实不实用，它的价格当然也很重要了，对不对
？So not only that, if it's practical, useful, its cost and price is also very important.
小朋友，你们说重不重要
？Little friends, do you think it's very important?
如果你今天、明天早上打开圣诞树，你爸爸送你的礼物是三支铅笔。
Say like, if you open your gift tomorrow morning and your dad gives you three pencils.
你不能说它不实用，因为你上课要用啊。
You cannot say they're not practical. They're useful. You need it.
跟你如果打开了是个 iPad 或 PS3， 那不一样，对不对
？But if you get an iPad or PS3, then that's very different.
我听我儿子说 PS3 现在都买不到了，网络上卖到3000块了啊。
My son says, you cannot. They're all out of PS3s are all out of stock. The price going is like $3,000 online.
人家送你一个相框，两块钱的相框，跟送你一个digital 相机，那也不一样嘛，对不对？我们还是要现实一点。
And then a gift of like a $2 picture frame is certainly different from the digital camera, right? We have to be practical.
那个价格当然会影响不一样。
So the cost of the gift will affect.
呀，持久性。
And then whether it will last.
所以这几个东西加起来，就是说这个东西本身对你实不实用。
And all these things conclude the value to you.
它本身的价值。那第二件事情。
The second important factor.
就是这个礼物是谁送的。
That who gives me this gift.
啊，对不对？啊，你如果这个礼物是你同学送给你的。
If your friend, classmate give you the gift.
同样的一支笔，或者同样的一件衣服，朋友送的，跟你这个爱人送的不一样啊。
A gift from a classmate certainly different from a gift from someone you love.
跟那个公司推销产品寄来的样品，那也不一样。
And it's different from the samples that companies sent you.
所以谁送的很重要。
So it's very important from whom this gift come from.
那第三件事情就是，就算是同一个送你的人。
Okay, even if the gifts are from the same person.
啊，他的诚心，他的爱，他用不用心也很重要啊。
And his or her sincerity and love really count too.
啊，你看这个刚刚结婚的时候。
Just look at the newlyweds.
啊，我们总是绞尽脑汁想办法，哎，要买什么东西让他快乐，让我们另外一半快乐。
We always think of something to buy to please our spouse.
可是如果慢慢随着年日过来，那个爱掉了的话
，Gradually, if we lose that first love.
虽然你的收入越来越增加，买的东西的价格越来越贵。
Even though your income might be increasing year by year, and then your gifts might be more and more expensive.
可是收到的人心里面可能并不见得那么快乐了。
But the recipient of the gift might not be so happy.
他觉得你这是一个应付，这是一个打发。
It might think that you just do it as a formality.
那如果是诚心，真的是在爱里面给的，那很不一样啊。
A gift given with sincerity and love really counts.
所以，亲爱的朋友，当我们今天要讲到上好的礼物的时候
，So today when we talk about the best gift,
我们不要光从价格或者从这个我的感觉上去着手。
Let's not just measure.Based on our feelings or the cost of the gift.
这个礼物我们今天讲上好的礼物，因为是神送给人的。
Today we say this gift is the best because it comes from God.
虽然你在眼睛上你好像看不见一个东西，你抓不着一个东西。
It might even though it's not something tangible that you can see or touch.
可是它的价值，它的宝贵，远超过任何你能够看到的东西啊。
But its value far exceeds anything that you can see.
这是我们基督徒都试着要跟你做见证的。
And this is the testimony all Christians are trying to tell you.
你不能因为它看不见，你就忽略了它的存在或价值。
Do not neglect its existence or value because you did not see it.
在美国经济不景气的时候
，during the economic depression in America,
有一个美国人，他被公司裁员裁掉了，没有工作。
A person who was just laid off by his company.
然后很长的时间也找不到工作，所以家境非常非常的清苦。
And he could not find a job for a long time, and his family is going through poverty.
很多东西都需要省吃俭用的。
And they have to cut expenses in every way.
结果在圣诞节那天晚上，那个圣诞节的早上
，in the morning of Christmas,
他突然发现说，在壁炉旁边有一个礼物放在那里，一个大盒子，里面外面包着包装纸。
All of a sudden, he found a big gift, all wrapped up beautifully by the fireplace.
那包的歪七歪八的，并不是很好看。
Even though the wrapping was not done very beautifully.
他很惊讶，谁会送礼物给我
？He was very surprised who could give me a gift.
然后跑过去一看呢，上面歪歪斜斜的写了几个字哈，给我亲爱的爸爸 ，to my dear dad。
And then he looked at the gift. It has some words on it. It says, "To my dear dad."
哇，他心里很高兴。他想，哎，奇怪的，我的小唯一的小女儿，她怎么会给我礼物呢
？Then he was surprised. How can my little daughter give me a gift?
所以他很高兴的把那个礼物拆开来啊。
So he happily opened up the gift.
里面是什么
？Guess what's in there?
Sabrina, 你猜猜看。空的，你怎么知道？你妈妈送过你啊
It's empty.
果然是空的。
The box was empty.
哇，他好生气啊。
He was very angry.
他想到那个包装纸，他就心疼。
Because he feels sorry that she wasted all the wrapping papers.
因为家里面穷到省吃俭用，怎么会弄这么多包装纸去包一个空盒子给我啊？
He says such a big waste of wrapping papers.
哦，所以就在他很生气对女儿发脾气的时候
，While he was angry at his daughter.
啊、哦，两个那个女儿的两个眼泪就两行眼泪就这样掉下来。
The tears just came down her eyes.
他说：“爸爸，那不是一个空的盒子。”
He says, "Daddy.It was not an empty box.
一面哭一面哽咽地说：“爸爸，那不是一个空的盒子。”
The daddy, it was not an empty box.
爸爸还在很生气拿给看，你看，是空的。
But the daddy says, "Look at it, it's empty."
他说不是，他说爸爸，我整个盒子里面充满了送给你的 kiss 啊，我对你的吻。
Then no, daddy, you don't know. This box is full of my kisses for you.
我没有东西送给你，我把我的爱放在这个盒子里面给你。
I could not afford to give you anything, so I gave you my love.
哦，那个父亲一听眼泪就下来。
And then the dad just couldn't help but crying.
自己的贫穷造成家人跟着一起受苦。
Because of his poverty, his entire family suffered.
可是孩子却用一个最想不到的方法，把最深的爱、最好的礼物送给了他。
But yet, his daughter gave him the most precious gift in the most surprising way.
女儿后来长大了，甚至走了，那个空盒子一直都放在她的床头边，这是她最宝贝的礼物。
So even after the daughter grew up and left home, he still kept the box right next to his bed. Because this is the best gift he's ever received.
在我们给你们的程序单里面，我们引用了第一处的圣经里面讲到。
So in your program sheet, we listed a scripture.
神为爱他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想过的。
This eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him.
啊，这个并不是说你眼睛看不到。
It's not saying that you cannot see by your eyes.
而是说你从来没看过的。
But no eye has ever seen.
啊，虽然这个礼物似乎是看不见了。
Yes, it's true that this gift seems to be invisible.
但是这个礼物所带来的祝福，所带来的喜乐和满足，其实你到处都可以看得到。
But yet, the blessings and joy that this gift brings upon can be seen everywhere.
因为它是一个太宝贵的礼物了。
This is such a precious gift.
请问你们有没有任何人能够想到地上的东西，有任何的礼物是你眼睛没有看过，耳朵没听过，连想都没想到过的？
Can you think of anything, any gift?That no eyes has seen, no ears has heard, and no heart has ever conceived.
所罗门王早就告诉我们，日光之下没有新鲜的事情。
King Solomon has told us long time ago that there's nothing new under the sun.
不管爱情，不管钱财，不管知识、智慧，不管你追求人生任何的一个理想，其实前人都追求过了。
Whether love, health.Wealth, knowledge, anything you pursue has been pursued by someone before.
而神为我们所预备的礼物。
But yet, the gift God has prepared for us.
好像是人的眼睛看都没看过的。
It's something that no eyes has seen.
耳朵你这一辈子从来没有听过的。
No ear has heard.
你的心也从来没有想过的。
And no mind has ever conceived.
亲爱的朋友，那这个礼物是什么呢？
What is this gift?
在我们讲这个礼物以前，我们再来看一节经文。好，罗马书八章三十二节。
Look at another scripture before we talk about this gift.
这里讲到神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们舍了，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
Romans chapter 8 verse 32 says, He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all.How shall he not with him also freely give us all things?
你从这一节的经文，你似乎可以读得出来啊。
From reading the scripture, as if you could feel,
就是没有一个礼物可以跟这个礼物相比。
That there's no other gift can be compared with this one.
那不仅仅这个礼物是人从来没有想过、从来没看过、从来没听过的。
Not only that, this gift has no eye has ever seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has ever conceived.
而且这一个礼物在神的心中是最好最好的一个礼物。
And this is the best gift in God's heart.
他的意思就是说，如果我这个礼物可以给你的话。
In other words, he seems to be saying, if I could give you this gift,
我整个宇宙都可以给你了。
Then if I could give you this gift, then I can give you everything in the universe.
比不上这个礼物。
Because even all things in the universe cannot be compared to what I'm going to give you.
如果他连这个礼物都舍得给我们。
But if he did not even spare this gift,
那万物甚至他自己 都算不了什么，他都愿意给我们了。
Then all things in the universe and He Himself are nothing compared and can be given to us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，其实不光是为了福音朋友哈，我们都应该在主的面前宝贝这样子的一个应许。
Not only for gospel friends, but brothers and sisters, we shall all cherish this promise.
你看小孩子
，Look at children.
从小不用教他自私。
You don't have to teach them to be selfish.
但是他对他自己喜欢的东西，他会非常非常 protective， 非常会保护的。
But they will be very protective of the things they like.
那你发现别人家小朋友到你家来玩
，And when other kids come to your house to play，
他如果想动你家小孩的玩具的话
，If they want to play with your children's toys，
啊，似乎别人的小孩动哪一个，你的孩子那个时候就正好想玩那一个。
Don't you think that every time other kids play something, and that's also the moment and also the toy that your child wants to play?
你们有没有看过
？Have you seen such a scene?
对不对？人家他别人要玩洋娃娃，他说我现在要抱洋娃娃。
And if the neighbor's kid says, "Oh, I want to play the doll," and it just happened that your child wants to play the doll at the same time.
后来他说：“好，那我不抱洋娃娃，我去玩别的啊，玩你的火车好了。”
He said, "Okay, then I'll play with the train."
哦、他就把小娃娃一放，他这个时候也正好想玩火车。
And then your child will say, "Oh no, I want to play with the train now too."
啊，那是你再把火车，好，那我再去玩你刚刚不要玩的洋娃娃好了。
I say, "Okay, then forget about the train. Let me play with the doll that you don't want to play with."
他又突然好想念洋娃娃，又要去玩洋娃娃。
And then just happened that at this moment your child wants to play the doll again.
到时候你会发现你孩子身上抱满了玩具，他就是不让人家玩。
And then you see your child holding all the toys.He doesn't want to share.
那更不要说，如果你今天刚刚收到 PS3，
then let alone if you receive a PS3.
啊，这个 James 刚刚收到了，浩就说你可不可以借我
？If James just got one and Hao said, "Can I borrow it?"
更不要说要你送他，你送都不可能送，你让他摸都不见得让他摸，对不对
？You might not even want him to touch it.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹啊，你看人对自己喜欢的东西都抓得这么好。
See, we're all very protective of the things we like.
他说神最爱的其实就是他独生的爱子耶稣基督啊。
But what God loves the most is His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ.
他如果连他最深的爱子他都不吝惜为我们舍了。
If He did not even spare His beloved Son for us.
他说他岂不把万物万有包括他自己都白白的赐给我们。
Then how shall He not give everything, including Himself,Freely to us.
弟兄姊妹，这是神伟大的爱。
And this is a great love of God.
那因为在今天这个世代里面，人太自私了，太现实了。
But in today's world, men are too selfish.
所以对这么白白的恩典，人会不敢相信，信不来。
Therefore, we cannot trust such great and free love.
我相信你们来到美国，一定会听到一句话，就是在美国没有 free lunch.
When you come to America, you probably have heard this statement. There's no free lunch in America.
哦，这是一个虽然好像很有爱心的一个国家。
Even though this in this nation there seems to be a lot of love.
其实，在很多的事情后面，它其实是很现实的。
But actually, many it's also a very practical place.
我自己在美国快三十年了。
I've been in America almost for 30 years.
在我工作的这十几年，在美国的硅谷、细谷。
I work in Silicon Valley for more than 10 years.
正好经过美国经济几次的大萧条。
And I went through several recessions of economy.
我看见公司多少的人，当公司一没有钱的时候，是六亲不认，叫你说走就走的。
I've seen so many people got laid off when the company is not doing well.
不管当初公司在艰难的时候，这些人怎么样子，这个做牛做马哈，卖了命为公司，这个加班努力的。
They did not care if you work.If you work very hard and then work extra hours during the difficult times of the company,
叫你走就走的。
If they don't need you, they will let you go.
什么原因能够让这位伟大的神把他的爱子能够白白的赐给我们呢？
But what's the reason that this great God will give us His only begotten Son?
因为神爱我们呢。
It's because God loves us.
所以圣经上讲到神爱世人。
Therefore, the Bible tells us.God loves the world.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
That he even gave us his only begotten son.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
That whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life.
弟兄姊妹，这是一件太伟大的事情。
This is a great news.
因为我们都犯了罪。
Because we have all sinned.
我们需要 神儿子圣洁的宝血来洗净我们的罪。
We need to be cleansed by the holy blood of Son of God.
让我们可以免除逃避将来永远的审判。
That we can be delivered from the eternal judgment we are about to face.
这就是为什么神为了爱我们，把他独生的爱子赐给我们。
That's why God so loved us that He gave us His begotten Son.
因为所有的世人都犯了罪。
Because all have sinned.
亲爱的朋友，也许你听这句话心里不舒服、哦、
Maybe you don't feel comfortable when you hear this.
但是请你不要难过。
But please don't feel bad.
你发现在教会里面这些人看起来也都不坏，可是个个都承认自己是罪人。
Because you will find all of us will confess that we are sinners.
因为当我们一遇见这位圣洁的神的时候，没有一个人再会为自己无罪而敢在主的面前在这里为自己辩别。
Because when we come encounter with this holy God, none of us can argue that we are sinless.
真的是神爱我们。
Because God loves us.
借着他儿子流血洗净我们所有的罪。
Through His blood, we are all washed clean.
借着他儿子的生命住在我们里面，让我们得到一个全新的人生。
By abiding in us, we receive a new life.
从前有一个传道人来我们中间讲了一个故事，我很感动。
A minister came among our midst and shared a story that greatly touched me.
他说有一个在那个铁道做管理员的一个管理员。
There's a person who was in charge of the railroad tracks, track station.
他负责管理一座铁桥。
And he was in charge of a railroad bridge.
这个铁桥平常是举起来的，让底下的船可以进出。
The bridge was usually opened up so that ships can pass through the river.
当他一接到通知说火车来的时候，他要立刻把这个铁桥放下来，让火车可以过去。
And whenever he received notice, then he will pull down the bridge so that the bridge can be connected and then for the train to pass by.
结果有一天，他带着他心爱的孩子，因为孩子放假，带他一起去上班。
One day his child was off school, so he took his child to work.
结果在上班到一半的时候。
During his work,
他突然接到电话说火车要来了。
He got a phone call that there's a train coming by.
所以他立刻进去要准备把那个铁桥放下来。
So he went back to ready to pull the lever and connect the bridge.
就在他进去要放的时候，他突然听见他儿子的惨叫声。
While he was about to put down the bridge, he heard the screaming of his child.
原来他儿子一不小心从那个坡滑下去，正好卡在那个大齿轮上面。
Because his child was playing and then somehow he fell and slipped and got caught in the bridge.
他自己出不来。
And he got stuck there. He couldn't get out.
他叫爸爸来帮我，来救我。
He cried, Daddy, help me, come and help me.
当他知道他如果下去救他儿子的话，他知道这一列的火车都所有的人都一定要伤亡的。
But he knew that if he just rescued his son, then the train will crash.
在他心里面起了一个最大的挣扎。
Therefore, he had the greatest struggle.
亲爱的朋友，我们不要随便听这样子的故事。你能不能想象，如果是你的儿子卡在那里
？Let's not take the story lightly, but think about it. If that was your son,
有什么这样子的故事是我们不愿意去想的？因为它太痛苦的决定。
We don't like to hear about such stories because it brings us pain.
到底是救我的孩子呢，还是救整车的人呢
？Should I save my son or everyone on the train？
亲爱的朋友，就在他最痛苦的时候，他只好狠下心来。
But he was most painful.
因为火车都已经到了，已经马上就到了。
Because the train was approaching.
在他的痛苦的里面，他把这个齿轮拉下来。
In his pain, he connected the bridge, pulled down the bridge.
听见他儿子的惨叫。
And he heard the screaming of his son.
然后在他满眼泪水的时候。
While the tears were full of his eyes,
他看见那个火车从他面前平安过去了。
He looked at and then he saw the train pass by in front of him.
车子里面的人睡觉的睡觉。
The passengers were either sleeping,
在那里谈笑风生的，在那里嘻嘻哈哈的在那里笑。
Or happily talking,
看风景的在那里看风景。
Or watching the scenery.
他心里面那个痛苦的里面，他在那里喊叫啊。
So he cried out of the deepest pain.
他说：“难道你们都不在乎吗？我的儿子为你们死了。”
He cried out with such a deepest pain. Don't you care? My son died for you.
里面的人不明白外面发生了什么事情。
All the passengers did not understand what happened.
可是在这个父亲的里面，他真的是经历了人生最痛苦的一个阶段。
But his father went through the greatest pain of life.
因为他最爱的孩子为了救这一车的人。
his most dearest son.
没有一个人在车上对他说谢谢，因为他们都不知道发生了什么事。
No one on the train thanked him because they did not know what happened.
亲爱的朋友，圣经上告诉我们，当我们还死在罪恶过犯中的时候
，The Bible tells us while we were still dead in our transgressions.
神的儿子就为我们舍命了。
And the Son of God died for us.
他说，神的爱再次就向我们显明出来。
Thus demonstrated to us the love of God.
亲爱的朋友，在这里圣经上讲到神爱世人。
The Bible says God loves the world.
他甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
That he gave us his only son.
他叫一切信他的。
That anyone who believes in him.
不至灭亡，反得永生了。
Shall not perish.But have eternal life.
弟兄姊妹啊，这个礼物就是讲到神把他的儿子赐给了我们。
So this is the gift that God gave us, His Son.
当我们得到这个礼物的时候
，When we receive this gift,
第一件事情我们得着的
，What we receive,
我们脱离了永远的审判，我们不至于灭亡。
That we are delivered from eternal judgment, we will not perish.
亲爱的朋友，我们今天人都知道有生老病死的事情。
We all know that there's sickness, aging, and death.
圣经上说到死亡这件事情，没有一个人可以逃避的。
But the Bible tells us no one can escape death.
而圣经上更告诉我们，人人都有一死，死后皆有审判。
The Bible tells us everyone will go through death, and there's judgment after death.
亲爱的朋友，我们今天不是在这里危言耸听。
So today we're not just trying to scare you.
因为我们在这里，我们知道人类前面的结局是什么。
Because we know the end result of humankind.
因为神已经亲自告诉我们了。
Because God has told us already.
所以我们都要在这里把福音、把好消息告诉给大家。
Therefore, we need to tell you this good news.
这是一件大事情。
This is a great news.
当我们接受了耶稣宝血的赦免
，When we receive the forgiveness through the blood of Jesus Christ.
我们第一件事情是我们的罪得着了赦免。
That our sins will be forgiven.
他救我们脱离灭亡
He will deliver us from perish
就像这个父亲牺牲了他的儿子
Just like that father, he sacrificed his son
让这一车的人能够平安地从他面前过去
That everyone on the train will pass through safely
亲爱的朋友
Dear friends
今天神的爱仍然是在这里
Today God's love is here
我们知道在2004年12月26号就是后天啊
We know that On December 24th, year 2004,
在南亚发生了一个大的 tsunami, 一个大的海啸。
A great tsunami happened in South Asia.
九级的地震造成了大海啸，死了30万人。
Earthquake of 9.0 killed over 300,000 people.
短短的时间里面，30万个人走掉了。
In such a short time, 300,000 people perished.
我在报纸上看到有一个英国的小孩子才10岁。
And I read a news on newspaper. There was a child from England who was 10 years old.
他到泰国一个有名的度假胜地叫普吉岛 Phuket.
And then she and her family went to Phuket.
他在海滩上突然看见海下去了。
And all of a sudden, she noticed that the water receded.
海滩整个露出来，很多的贝壳都在海滩上。
And all the seashore just appeared, and with all the
那些观光客兴奋的不得了，都跑下去捡蚌壳。
All the tourists were very excited, tried to collect the seashells.
那他因为在来度假之前，正好在学校上过地理课，老师告诉他说海啸发生的时候有哪些特点。
And right before her vacation, she learned in her geography class the signs of a tsunami.
第一件事情就是海浪突然退潮，退到很远去了。
The first thing is that all the ocean water will recede.
所以他就跑去告诉他爸爸妈妈，然后告诉管理员说要叫所有的人赶快回来，海啸要来了。
So she went to tell her parents and the lifeguards and everyone that tsunami was coming.
那报纸上告诉我们，当海啸来，多少海岸的人全部被淹死了。
The newspaper says, when tsunami came, many people perished.
就在同样泰国那个海岛，稍微南边一点，我忘了是哪一个国家的王子也被淹死了。
Even the prince of certain nation also was drowned.
独独这个海滩上，所有的游客都被这个小女孩救回来。
But everyone on this part of the beach.Was saved.
亲爱的朋友，当我们在这里说死后且有审判的时候
，So when we are telling you there's a judgment after death，
弟兄姊妹，不是我们自己在这里告诉你的
，It's not out of our own words，
是真理神告诉我们的
，But the through the Bible, God is telling us.
所以当我们信耶稣的时候
，So when we believe in Jesus，
第一件事情，我们不至灭亡，我们逃避了永远的审判。
That we will not perish anymore. We will escape the eternal judgment.
那个死亡比今生肉身的死亡可怕不知道多少倍。
Because that eternal death, perishment, is much greater than our physical death today.
圣经上把它叫做永死。
The Bible says it's an eternal death.
就是你比死还要可怕，但是你却死不了。
It's more dreadful than physical death because you will never die.
这是第一件事情，救恩带给我们。
And this is what the salvation brings us.
不仅仅叫我们不至灭亡，反得永生。
Not only that we will not perish, but have eternal life.
弟兄姊妹，永生不是指的西天啊，中国人常常讲死后上西天。
Eternal life is not something.The spirit goes like what we Chinese used to say.
它不是仅指的将来的事情。
It's not just talk about the future.
对不起，它更是指的我们今生。
It even tells us about today.
在你信耶稣的时候。
When you believe in Jesus.
你信耶稣的时刻，你就得到了这个永远的生命。
You receive this eternal life.The moment you believe in Jesus.
只有神的生命是从永远到永远。
Because only.The life of God lives from everlasting to everlasting.
永生是神的生命，是从永远到永远的。
Eternal life is the life of God, which lives from eternity to eternity.
所以并不是像秦始皇所说的长生不老。
It's not just a life that will keep on living and living, never die.
而是这个生命的本质，生命本身就是神的生命。
Because that life is the life of God.
亲爱的朋友，你知道得到永生是多么宝贵的事情吗
？Dear friends, do you know how precious it is to receive eternal life?
它不仅仅讲到这个生命能够让我们存留到永远。
Not only this life will cause us to live forever.
它是一个完全不同性质的生命。
It's a completely different life, different nature.
所以信耶稣最大的不同。
So the biggest difference.After believing in Jesus,
他不是劝我们为善。
He's not just telling us to do good.
他不是给人一个心灵的寄托。
He does not just give us a comfort of heart.
他不是宗教的鸦片。
It's not just a religious drugs.
他也不是软弱人手中的拐杖。
Or the cane for the weak.
神乃是把一个全新的生命，就是他自己的生命赐给我们。
But God has given us a brand new life, His life.
啊，这个生命太宝贵了啊
！And such a precious life.
所以以前有人说，你们基督徒不要去讲神嘛。
Some says, you Christians just don't talk about God.
你们只要讲耶稣是个伟人就好了。
Just say that Jesus was a great man.
啊，他是一个伟大的人，让人能够效法他就好了。
That he was a great man, we should all learn from him.
就他就看着这个基督徒就看着这个朋友他说你真的愿意效法跟随他吗
So the Christian says Do you really want to learn from him?
那个人说当然啊他这么伟大我愿意效法他呀
And this non-Christian says Sure, he was such a great man Of course I want to learn from him
那基督徒就问他说圣经上讲到说他是无瑕疵无斑点一个圣洁的人你做得到吗
The Bible says He was a holy man without blemish or any scars Can you do that?
朋友们，第一件事情我们就做不到了。
We cannot even do this first thing.
所以我们需要的不是一个教主教我们该做什么。
What we need is not the founder of a religion to teach us good things.
需要一个救主。
We need a savior.
他来救我们脱离灭亡。
He came to save us from being perished.
他来把一个全新神儿子永远的生命赐给我们。
Yes, he come to give us a brand new the brand new life, the life of God.
而在这个伟大的生命里面
And within this great life,
神所有的祝福都借着他带给了我们
And God will give us all the blessings through him.
所以是最后我的列的经文以弗所书一章三节他说愿颂赞归给我们主耶稣基督的父神他在基督耶稣里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 says Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ Bless us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ
我把它放到最后
And I list this scripture as the last
一般人最喜欢听到的就是我信耶稣到底能得到什么
Because most of us like to know What can I gain if I believe in Jesus
如果我们没有得到主的话
But if we do not obtain the Lord,
那这一切对我们来说只是我们心中的盼望就是了。
Then all the blessings will remain as hope.
可是当你真的得着主耶稣的时候，
But if you receive Jesus Christ,
神说他已经把所有的祝福都在他儿子里面赐给我们。
And God says he has already given us all the spiritual blessings in his son Jesus Christ.
他是道路、真理、生命。
He's the truth, the way, and the life.
他是真光，他是爱。
He's the true light, his love.
刚才桂香说到他赐平安、喜乐和荣耀的盼望。
And he, just like Sister Guishan says, he gives us hope, peace, and glorious joy.
不管我们所羡慕的美善是什么，
whatever good things we are after in life,
在基督里面，神都已经给我们了。
God has given us in Christ Jesus.
因为神定义，所有的祝福都放在耶稣基督的里面。
Because God has placed all the blessings in Christ Jesus.
当我们肯接受耶稣做我们个人的救主，
When we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior.
当我们欢迎耶稣诞生在我们生命中的时候，
When we welcome Jesus to be born in our hearts.
我们就得着了这一切。
Then we receive all these blessings.
从前在英国有一个很有钱的人。
There used to be a rich man in England.
他很年轻的时候，他的妻子生完孩子就去世了。
While he was very young, his wife passed away from giving birth.
所以他们父子相依为命，这是他心中最爱的独生儿子。
So he lived with his son whom he loved dearly.
那这个有钱的人他有一个习惯，有个嗜好。
And this rich man had a habit.
他收购了很多世界的名画。
He collected many fine arts worldly.
而且 他都不肯拍卖，所以很多人都很羡慕他拥有的那些名画。
And then he would not sell them, so many people admired his collections.
但他从来不卖。
But he never sells his art collections.
结果后来在他儿子十几岁的时候，有一天他儿子突然重病去世了。
And then while his son was in his teens, all of a sudden he got a sickness and his son passed away.
他整个人生唯一的安慰、满足和喜乐也失去了。
And then he lost his only hope and joy.
所以隔了没有多久，大概几年后，他自己也病重。
Shortly after that, he got sick too.
那么在他临终之前，
Before his death,
他就立了遗嘱。
He wrote a will.
那么后来他死了以后呢，这个律师就来执行他的遗嘱，因为他已经没有任何家人。
And then after he passed away, the lawyer came to execute his will because he has no remaining family members.
结果就举办一个拍卖会。
And then he had an auction.
哇，各地世界各地的收藏家都兴奋得不得了，都赶来了。
All the collectors came worldwide.For the auction.
他们真的是想买他家中所收集的这些宝贵的画。
Because they want to buy his precious collection.
那个律师在执行遗嘱的时候，他说这位某某先生啊，他说他的遗嘱里面讲，在拍卖进行的时候，第一个要拍卖的画。
And then the lawyer says, the executioner says, Mr. So and So said before the auction starts, he wants to sell.
必须是他儿子的画像啊。
The portrait of his son has to be sold first.
然后底下才能继续进行。
Then the auction will proceed.
所以他们就拿起他儿子的画像在这里卖。
So they started to auction the portrait of his son.
没有一个人愿意出价买他儿子的，这算什么？又不是世界名画。
No one was willing to pay for the portrait because it's not famous.
就在他们那里喊价，就能卖100块钱都没有人要出的钱。
No one was willing to pay even $100.
可是突然一个老先生走出来。
And all of a sudden, an old man came.
他是这个家的老管家。
And then he was the servant of this house.
他听到了，他冲进来，他说这边100块是我的积蓄，我要买。
So he came forth and says,I have $100 from my saving. I will buy this portrait.
这是我的小主人，我一定要买下来。
This is my master's son, and I want to keep this portrait.
那弟兄姊妹，当他把这个画像买完的时候，
After he paid for the portrait,
所有人都摩拳擦掌准备底下的拍卖。
All the collectors were ready to go for the auction.
没想到律师继续打开信封来念遗嘱的时候，
And then the lawyer continued to read the will.
他说拍卖到此结束。
He says,This concludes the auction.
我所有的画都给刚刚买我儿子的这个人。
All the art collections will go to the buyer of my son's portrait.
对，这是一个真实的故事啊。
This is a true story.
那我们今天可能会羡慕说，哎，我早知道我一定买那个画。
Today we probably say, if I just knew it, and I would buy the portrait.
100块算什么？
What's $100?
但是亲爱的朋友，
But dear friends,
今天我们可能在这里追求平安。
Today we might be pursuing peace.
我们可能追求喜乐
joy.
我们追求爱情
love.
啊，我们追求什么什么什么
or whatever we're pursuing today.
但是亲爱的朋友和弟兄姊妹，神告诉我们，他把他一切所有的祝福
But yet God tells us that He has placed all His blessings.
全部都已经在他儿子耶稣基督里面要赐给我们
In His Son Jesus Christ.
只要我们愿意接受他
As long as we're willing to receive Him.
这一切就是你的，就是我的
All these are yours and mine.
那我也要跟基督徒们说
And I want to tell the Christians too.
千万不要小看我们已经得到的
Do not take lightly what we have already.
啊，我们信得太迟钝了
Because our faith is so slow.
神所给我们的远超过我们所求所想的
What God has given us far exceeds we ever think or imagine.
我们一起来，我请四位弟兄姊妹为我们献一首诗歌
I ask four brothers and sisters to sing a song for us.
是我们大本诗歌333首
It's in our big hymn book. 333.
这是我个人非常喜欢的一首诗歌。
I love this song very dearly.
我想我大概从十二岁开始我就会背了，我很喜欢的歌。
I memorized this song since I was 12.
这首诗歌讲到它是一切最亲，我所一切最爱。
It's the most dearest to us.
亲爱的朋友
，Dear friends，
我们一起再来把约翰福音三章十六节，我们一起念一遍。
Let's read together.
在你们的讲义上都有。
Verse 16. It's printed on your program sheet.
神爱世人
For God so loved the world,
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们叫一切相信的不至灭亡反得永生亲爱的朋友我希望你今天回家的时候
Dear friends, I hope when you go home today
或是说有一天当你离开美国的时候
Or one day when you leave America
你都能够带着这最宝贵的礼物
that you will bring with you this most precious gift
最上好的礼物
the best gift ever
也最永恒的礼物
the most everlasting gift
就是耶稣基督神的儿子跟着你
that Jesus Christ the Son of God be with you always
成为我们一生最大的喜乐和满足
it becomes the greatest joy and satisfaction of our life
好我们请这几位弟兄姊妹为我们来唱好唱完以后我们跟着我们再来唱一遍歌词
Oh
们请思琴继续为我们弹奏的时候，我们一起低头好吗？
Let's bow our heads as the music continues.
虽然神好像看不见，
Even though God seems to be invisible.
可是我们知道他现在住在我们的中间。
But we know that he is now in our midst.
他所要赐给我们的礼物，
And he wants to give us a gift.
不仅仅是一个无穷的喜乐，
Not only is endless joy.
不仅仅是一个永远的平安，
Not only is everlasting peace.
更是一个伟大的生命，
But it's a great life.
在这生命里面，他把一切所有的恩典都赐给了我们。
Within this life, He's given us all the blessings and grace.
亲爱的朋友
，Dear friends，
不管你是生长在无神论的背景也好
，Whether you live in an atheist society，
不管你是生长在多神论的背景也好
，Or you believe there are many gods，
圣经斩钉截铁地告诉我们，只有一位独一的真神。
But the Bible tells us very clearly there is only one true God.
他创造诸天，他立定地基。
He created the universe and set the foundation.Of the world.
而更宝贵的是，他爱世上所有的人。
What's even more precious is that he loves everyone in this world.
所有的基督徒都可以给你做见证。
All Christians can testify this.
他是我一切最亲，也是我一切最爱。
He's the most dearest to me and the loveliest to me.
我不晓得在座有没有任何福音朋友。
I don't know if there are any gospel friends.
当人在那里欢度这个佳节的时候
When people are celebrating Christmas
你愿不愿意把你的心向着这位伟大的神爱我们的耶稣敞开来
Are you willing to open up your heart to Jesus Christ who loves you
他2000年前怎样降卑诞生在马槽里
He humbled himself 2000 years ago and be born in a manger
他今天愿意降卑诞生在每一个向他敞开的心里
Today he'sAlso willing to humble himself and be born in every one of our hearts.
你愿不愿意接受这个伟大上好的礼物？
Are you willing to receive this best gift?
是从天而来，是神亲自给的。
It comes from heaven, given to you by God.
如果你不好意思举手，
If you feel embarrassed to raise your
hand, 我仍然求你。
I ask you,
带着诚心，带着渴慕，向这位伟大的神敞开你的心。
With sincere heart.Open your heart to this great God.
你告诉他说，我愿意认识你。
Tell him, I want to know you.
我愿意第一手的来经历你。
I want to experience you firsthand.
我要接受你做我个人的救主。
I want to receive you as my personal savior.
我要接受你成为我人生伟大的标杆。
To be my goal of life.
让我整个人生再也不一样。
That my life would be totally changed.
我们请一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
当我祷告的时候，你们可以跟着我祷告。
When I pray, please.You can pray with me.
亲爱的主耶稣
Dear Lord Jesus Christ,
我感谢你
Lord, I thank you.
当众人在这里感谢，在那里赞美你曾经来到这个地上
When people are celebrating and praising you for coming to this world,
我在这里也愿意把我的心向你敞开来
I'm willing to open up my heart to you.
亲爱的耶稣，我愿意认识你。
Dear Jesus, I want to know you.
既然你这么宝贵
，Since you're so precious,
我就求你住到我的心中。
I ask that you come to live in my heart.
让我能够真实的认识、经历你的存在。
That I will know and experience your existence.
也让我这一生成为你蒙爱的儿女。
That I will become your beloved child.
走在这一条永生的路上。
And walk on this everlasting way.
不管我的遭遇如何
Doesn't matter what I have in my life
不管我在人生的哪一个阶段里面
Or whatever stage I am in now
我求你进到我的心中
I pray you will come into my heart
让我的人生有奇妙的大转变
That my life will be transformed
主我谢谢你
Lord we thank you
但愿今天感动众人的爱永远的来感动吸引我
That the love that touch other people will also touch me
奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name I pray
Amen
Amen
我很怀念刚刚这些年轻的孩子们给我们唱的歌
I really enjoy the songs that these young people sing for us
我请他们再上来给我们唱 Joy to the World
I ask them to come up and sing Joy to the World
Joy to the World The Lord is come The earth is here Nature and sin